From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The main suspect in an alleged plot to attack targets in New York City is scheduled to appear in a federal courtroom in Brooklyn today. His hearing comes as law enforcement officials are closing in on a handful of individuals who may have been part of the alleged scheme. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The man at the center of it all is a Denver-area shuttle bus driver named Najibullah Zazi. He was flown to New York on Friday to face charges of conspiring to use weapons of mass destruction against U.S. targets. Zazi has not yet entered a plea on these charges. But before he was arrested, he told reporters he wasn't a terrorist. His court appearance comes as authorities tell NPR that they're closing in on a handful of suspects they believe were helping Zazi with his plan. Officials say the suspects traveled to Denver from New York and were caught on surveillance tape, buying some of the chemicals Zazi needed to build homemade bombs. The other suspects could be arrested as early as this week. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
The war in Afghanistan will be high on President Obama's agenda today. He's due to meet with his national security team as he weighs whether to send in more U.S. troops. He'll also be meeting separately with NATO's new Secretary General, Anders Fogh Rasmussen. Speaking in Washington yesterday, Rasmussen said it is premature to discuss more combat troops, but he said he wants more training forces to go.
That means, from a security point of view, Afghans taking lead responsibility province by province, with international forces in a supporting role.
Rasmussen said the allies need to show that there is light at the end of the tunnel by training Afghan forces for a gradual handover. The military leader of the West African country of Guinea has admitted that some soldiers lost control, opening fire on protesters at an opposition rally yesterday. The Red Cross in Guinea says 87 people were killed. The UN Secretary General says there has been excessive use of force. NPR's Ophibia Quistarkton reports.
The UN has urged the military government in Guinea to show maximum restraint. New York-based Human Rights Watch said the authorities must hold the security forces to account for firing on and killing dozens of generally peaceful demonstrators. They were among tens of thousands of people protesting against the rule of Captain Moussa Dadis Camara, who seized power in a bloodless coup last December, hours after the death of Guinea's longtime military ruler. Witnesses and medics told Human Rights Watch that many of the bodies taken to the hospital Monday were riddled with bullets. Others had stab wounds from knives and bayonets. The rights watchdog said a number of women demonstrators were stripped naked and sexually assaulted by the troops. Ophibia Quistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
And from Washington, you're listening to NPR News. People in the Philippines are bracing for another storm that forecasters say could make landfall later this week. They're already dealing with the aftermath of a typhoon that struck over the weekend. The number of confirmed dead from landslides and flooding has climbed to 240. A landmine attack in the southern Philippines has killed two U.S. soldiers. Officials say their convoy was attacked by Al-Qaeda-linked militants. A NASA spacecraft is zooming toward the planet Mercury and today will fly within 142 miles of the planet's surface. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports.
This is the third and final time that NASA's Messenger spacecraft will fly by Mercury. Since the Messenger mission launched 5 years ago, the spacecraft has been on a long, looping journey through the inner solar system that will eventually put it in orbit around the planet closest to our sun. But it won't begin orbiting Mercury until March of 2011. Right now, the probe is just whizzing by the small planet in a gravity assist maneuver that will keep it on the right course. As it speeds past, it will snap photos of the rocky, cratered surface, and Messenger's instruments will also study the small planet's tenuous atmosphere. Besides Messenger, the only spacecraft to ever visit Mercury was Mariner 10. It flew by three times back in the 1970s, but saw less than half the planet. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
The last of three Marines accused of killing unarmed detainees during fighting in the Iraqi city of Fallujah in 2004 faces a court-martial beginning today. Sergeant Jermaine Nelson has pleaded not guilty to the charges against him. Two others have already been acquitted. Nelson's court-martial is being held at Camp Pendleton in California. This is NPR News.